You are listening to Zoom, the Retro Comic Book Show.
Welcome to Doom. I'm your host, Timmy Doom. This episode, we're going back to 2004 to review an episode, or not an episode, an issue of Hawkman from March 2004. Before we get on with that, I want to do a little update on Trenchco Mafia, who suffered a heart attack and several mini strokes in late October. He's been in hospital since then. Had tubes in his throat, in his stomach, you know, not responsive at some points, or very little responsiveness. He wasn't doing too good, but I just got a message from Starhawk, Trenchco Mafia's friend. You can read it on the Podcast X comment section for the last episode. That was out. That was episode 157. But anyway, the comments on there, Trenchco has an update. He says about Trenchco Mafia, the podcast master is bashing the odds by proving that modern science is indeed a hoax. Specifically, he has beaten a diagnosis of fatal non-responsiveness and is showing strong signs of an uptick. The trach is out. Hopefully, speech to follow soon. The thing about that is that I don't like, that's the end of the message. I don't like the fact that how responsive is he? Is he writing notes then? Is he writing clearly legible notes bashing DC Comics and Batman? Is he doing that? Or is he, or, you know, how responsive is he? How oriented is he? I don't know. So anyway, I'll continue and let's just review this comic book and we'll be out. Now, I'm trying to do this thing 1 degree of separation, you know, or 6 degrees of separation or whatever, because it may be 6 comics that are related. This 1 degree of separation will be the JSA, and I'm going to start with Hawkman. Let's see here. All right. Hawkman number 23 from early March 2004. I don't know why it's early March. I assume it's bi-weekly, but I'm not even going to go into it. I'm not even going to research it. I'm too lazy to research it, or, you know, I just want to review this comic book. It's on the cover, and this is why I liked it. On the cover is awesome. Now, when I came back to comics in the early, in 2004, no, I'm sorry, 2006 is when I came back to comics after about 10 years of not reading, buying comics. And Hawkman, I was interested in, for some reason I had a hankering for Hawkman, because I like characters like that, that are out of, they're fish out of water, like the Black Knight, Thor, Shining Knight, Hawkman. They're interesting to me, because I like to see them be superheroes in this modern world. And so, and then on top of that, Rags Morales, the greatest artist ever. Okay, one of the greatest artists, comic book artists ever. I love that guy's art. He was drawing it. Can't go wrong with that, can you? Wrong, you can. Because a lot of the stories were horrible, and some of them weren't drawn by Rags Morales. So, you know, most of them, I'd say all those Hawkman in the early 2000s was pretty bad. But I don't know if Jeff Johns was the guy who wrote it back then, who wrote all of them. He wrote this story, though. And this is the only Hawkman that I have left from that time when I bought it in late 2005, 2006 when I bought all those Hawkmans. This is the only one I have left. Because it's the only one I really liked. Mainly the cover blows you away. I don't know who did this cover. I don't think it was Matt Rags Morales who did the cover. But that's okay. The art on the inside by Rags is great. So anyway, cover. Hawkman, number 23, early March 2004. Again, I don't know what's up with that, man. It had to be bi-weekly. And, you know, I could see why it sucked so bad if they had to churn these out every 2 weeks. They didn't, you know, they were just, I gotta hurry up and write. I gotta hurry up. Let me just write a lazy story. Because a lot of it was lazy story. Just a lot of violence. Not even good action. No good story. No story at all. Just fighting. And ugh, it was horrible. But this was good because it was part of the Black Reign crossover between Hawkman and JSA. And this is some good shit here. The actual Black Reign storyline isn't really talked about until the last two or three pages. So it's not really a Black Reign story. That's just the end of the story is Black Reign. Most of it is a soap opera type of story with the JSA. Hawkman isn't even in this comic that much. You know, and that's the bad thing I don't like about this comic book is that not only is Hawkman hardly in it, but it's, if you just want to pick up a Hawkman comic, you're not going to get this. I didn't get this story for a long time because I didn't know what was going on with the JSA back then. And it's mostly JSA, their little trials and tribulations, and basically a night off, a day in the life of, but like a party night for the JSA. But anyway, let's get to the cover. Hawkman. On the cover, Hawkman, we only see his back. His wings are tattered and torn. His little Hawkman ears are kind of beat. His skin is all ripped up and he has lots of scratches and abrasions on his skin. Blood on his hands. Blood is dripping from his fist. He's holding the mace, which is dripping with blood. And his clothes are all ripped up. And it seems he's walked into a fancy party with the JSA. They're at a beautiful restaurant. You know, Alan Grant and the Flash, Jay Garrick, they're sitting down eating dinner and having soup. Kendra's there. That's Hawk Girl. And they're all looking at Hawkman with a look of shock, as if they're flabbergasted. Like, what the fuck? Like, he, you know, like they're, like they're the ultra rich, you know, from the early 1900s, fancy type party, and is being crashed by a bloody mess, okay, of a man. So I like that cover. That's a great cover, and the art is just really good on it. And it says at the bottom, Black Reign JSA, because it's part of that crossover. This is part two of the story. Now, like in the first page, it has all the heroes lying down the sides, you know, Hawkman, Green Lantern, and Flash, you know, the old school Green Lantern and the old school Flash, Wildcat, Dr. Fate, Our Man, Hawk Girl, Mr. Terrific, the Black One, Power Girl, Dr. Midnight, Star Girl, Captain Marvel, Mr. Terrific, like I said, he's the Black One, Michael Hulk, because, you know, he's not an original member. Because there would never have been a Black Mr. Terrific when Mr. Terrific first came out and the JSA first came out. Yeah, I don't think so. His ass, there was segregation in the JSA. When they need to do a story on that about how the JSA used to be segregated, no Blacks. But anyway, part of the affirmative action was to put Michael Holt, Mr. Terrific, and Jakeem Thunder in the group. If you ask me, that's kind of a step back. At least Jakeem is. So let's see here. You got the guys in their civilian uniforms out in the town. Some of the JSA, that's the Panther, not the Panther, Wildcat, Ted Grant, Dr. Fate, Hector Hall, the old school Green Lantern, and the old school Flash. But like I said, they're in civilian clothes, walking through the streets of Saint Rock, and I got to give thumbs up to Rags here, because he's just painting scenes of Saint Rock is basically New Orleans. It's Mardi Gras time. That's it, Mardi Gras. and you see scenes of the street people just talking, people smoking, drinking, people of different races, you know, people, they look like scumbags, like most people, whores, and and people like that, and fat cops. You just get the feel that you're in a party place, and that is real. That's Ralph Morales. What do you got to say? And Ted Grant loves this. He said, yes, this brings back memories. Last time I was here was in 77 with Joe Frazier and L. Pratt watching women's boxing. Kathy Cat Davis. What a sport that girl was. And I like that he, you see this, that time. Oh, the late 70s, you know they had a good time partying then. But I'm thinking, okay, that's a bit far back. Okay, like 30 years ago, almost 40 years ago. I'm like, come on, man, he doesn't look that old, period. He doesn't look that fucking old. These guys look like they're in their, maybe their mid to late 50s, some of them, Hector Hall in his late 40s. But anyway, all the guys are not impressed with this place. Alan Grant says to Hector Hall, who is the son of Carter Hall, who is Hawkman, and Hector Hall himself is the new Dr. Fate. And Alan says, your father has his work cut out for him, Hector, cleaning this place up. It reminds me of Gotham, except all the debauchery that goes on there is behind closed doors. It's a wonder Hawkman even has time for the JSA. And of course, Hector defends himself in the town because, Alan, you stick in the fucking mud. It's Mardi Gras. It's fucking Mardi Gras. This is when people party and they have fun. What a fucking asshole he is. Anyway, Hector Hall starts talking to himself. Well, he's not talking to himself. He's talking to Naboo, the powerful force behind Dr. Fate. And all the other guys are looking at him like he's out of his goddamn mind. Then everybody's wondering where Dr. Midnight is. Dr. Midnight took off. He's in an alleyway talking to a hooker. It's not what you think. He's actually trying to make her clean up. And he says, he's so preachy. He says to the prostitute, he said, I'm glad to hear you're playing it safe, Rebecca. It means she's using the condom. He said, but $20 to let someone invade you, harm you? Let me give you some advice. You only have one body to live in. You're on the path to destroying it with this profession. God, he sounds so snooty. Yes, you gotta agree. I don't care what nobody says. Prostitution is bad. It's not good. But still, he is so, I mean, he's still, he could be preaching about child molesters being bad people, but he's still so preachy. It's like, motherfucker, tone it down. You get mothers telling him, if he was preaching against pedophilia the way he's preaching now, kids' mothers would be like, okay, we all against pedophilia, but just take it down a couple of notches, motherfucker. Like, this guy is so fucking preachy. Okay, and he says, $20 to let someone invade you, harm you? Is that how he looks at sex? Someone's invading you, harming you? Well, I think married woman would agree with him there. Because I heard after people get married, sex is done. But while he's giving her, he's giving her a card to this place called Nightlight, which is, helps people who are on the streets and stuff. He wants her to get out of town and go to Nightlight. And her pimp comes and interrupts the counseling session. And he takes Dr. Midnight as a joke because Dr. Midnight is blind. But Midnight just takes his cane and just swipes it up and slams the guy right in his nuts. And the guy bends over, screams. I'm like, damn. How much force can you get from, from a nightstick, swinging it from basically just about two to 3 feet up into this guy's crotch? Then he jumps on the guy and puts his thumbs on the guy's eyeballs and threatens to, push the guy's eyeballs into his head if he doesn't leave the girl alone. And he ends that by saying, doctor's orders. Wait a minute, okay, I had no problem with this scene, actually. I like that the pimp should be treated like that. People are fucking scumbags, okay? And scumbags like this guy should be treated like that. But how is it that Jeff Johns and everybody else who writes for these comic books always makes it, oh, you can't kill the bad guys, you can't you know, there's got to be a code of ethics. We got to be different from the bad guys at some point. But that's not different. He's threatening to poke this guy's eyes in. And he's going to have to follow through if the guy doesn't, if the guy doesn't do what he says, or else he's not going to be taken seriously. So if the guy, you know, ignores him and goes after the prostitute, he's going to have to push his eyeballs on his head. But of course, we take it that this works, that the guy leaves the girl alone. You know, but I don't know. I like that. But if you're going to do that, just go all out with it and stop the shit where people, the heroes, have to not cross the line. Just go ahead and cross the fucking line. Then all the girls at the JSA are out getting their palms read by, of course, a big fat black woman. But my thing about this scene is that all the girls at JSA, Hawk Girl, Kendra, Power Girl, and Star Girl, are all dressed like whores. And okay, I shouldn't be surprised, especially Kendra, she's a whore. They're all wearing halter tops, you know, you see their stomachs and shit. And of course Power Girl has the girls on display. But my thing is, why they got, in this comic book, Star Girl is, first of all, she shouldn't be in the JSA. She's not experienced enough. She's only 13 or 14. At least that's how they portray her in most of the comic books. In one of these comics, around the time this came out, she had braces on, and she was every bit of 13 or 14. Here, they're trying to make her like she's 20, make her look a little bit like she's in her early 20s, because they give her a halter top and the horror clothes. But anyway, I'm going to skip their scene. Their scene, basically, the woman who's doing people's fortune telling, she's, you know, telling people's fortunes, they're doing, she's doing Karen's reading of Power Girls, and she basically tells Power Girl all the stuff about herself that she already knows. But Power Girl doesn't like what she hears, because the woman is, she doesn't believe the woman's hogwash, and the woman is preaching down to her, and she bolts out of there. She's all pissed off. And she says, "I'm sorry to rain on your girl's night out, Courtney, but I don't like people telling me who I am, what to think." And the girl's like, "Come on, Power Girl, you know, just quit being a sourpuss, just hang out with us." And I just read a Superboy comic book where somebody was telling his fortune, he stormed out. I mean, the Kryptonians, they do not like fortune tellers. So anyway, she's walking down the street pissed off, but she agrees to stay with the girls. And she says, "Fine, I'll hang out. But if I hear one more of these drunkards try to grab my butt," and then just on cue, a bunch of dudes who look like the village people are hooting and hollering at Power Girl. And one guy dressed in a construction hat says, "Hey, lady, take off your shirt and show us your." And then we see her scowl on her face, so you know something's going to happen to this guy. But she's dressed like a hoe. Okay, she's got a halter top on, her titties. I know she has big titties. But I mean, she's wearing tight ass pants. I mean, come on. She's at Mardi Gras. But there's a scene that comes after this, you know, so we don't see what she does to the guy. But I'm going to skip ahead to the scene where we get back to her, and what ends up happening to the guy is she takes him and throws him in the garbage can head first. And he's hanging out of the garbage can. He's hanging out, looks like he's unconscious, and the rest of his buddies run. And Star Girl says, "Oh, that was priceless. Did you see the look on their faces?" Okay. How come it's okay for her to beat up human beings? Who? Power Girl has the power of Superman. That's more than equivalent to a man beating up a woman. Okay, but yet if Batman took Star Girl and threw her head first into a garbage can, people will be saying, "Okay, that was abusive. A man shouldn't be beating on a little girl like that. We can't have that." This is what a Power Girl was doing to these human men. She slammed them in a garbage can. That's just as abusive. That's straight up abuse. So let's see here. Oh, Kendra looks up into the sky and sees, what's his face? Well, we know it's Hawkman. We know later on that it's Hawkman, but she just sees a blur in the sky, and she has a scowl on her, look like she does not approve. And it turns out, six blocks away, one of these supervillains has a bunch of people hostage, and he's like a wizard. I don't know his name, but he looks like Dr. Druid from Marvel Comics. Anyway, he's got all these rich people holed up hostage. Oh my god, I just noticed this. Like two or three people are crushed under a chandelier. It's one of those giant chandeliers you see in movies in super rich homes or castles. Yeah, the chandelier has fallen to the ground on top of two people, and they're crushed dead. You just see their blood splatter all over the place, and they're trapped up under, or they're not trapped, they're dead now, but they're crushed up under the chandelier, and people are crying, you know, and they're concerned. And the bad guy says, who's dressed, he's a wizard, he says, "Stop your whimpering, he's coming." And sure enough, Hawkman crashes through the window, and the wizard uses his wand to control all the shards of glass to basically propel and at Hawkman. So Hawkman gets shredded up by all this glass, and he said, I like this little speech from the wizard because of what happens. The wizard says, "Watch what this wand can do to flesh, Hawkman. I can mold these fleas," you know, the hostages, "into whatever I wish, a mass of skin and bones. I'll make you see what I can do. Then what a fight we'll have." At that point, Hawkman picks up an axe, throws it at the guy, and off screen you see blood flying through the air. You just see black and blood flying through the air, splattering all over the place, and you can see a voice bubble screaming, "Aye!" And the axe is covered in blood and slammed thunk into a wall. And I don't like the fact that they don't show this. They show most of it off screen. But Hawkman walks between the wizard, who's laying on the ground next to a splatter of blood in shock, and the wizard's arm, which is a couple of feet away, clutching the wand. Hawkman picks up the wand and walks through the guy's blood and next to his arm, and you can see the splish, plish, splish as all the hostages are huddled together, you know, in shock, crying. One of them smiling because I like this. And Hawkman just says, "The fight's over." I like that. I like that. That's what the superheroes need to be fucking doing to some of these bad guys. That's what needs to be happening to the Joker, Dr. Doom, all these people. This is how it's supposed to go down. But they can't do that because they're too lazy to come up, and they don't want to pay people for coming up with new villains every time. And, you know, and they want to try to have some morals in their comic. But anyway, I like Carter Hall. See, this is more of the Hawkman that I wanted to see in the Hawkman comics. But at the party, everybody's at this party, a birthday party for Carter Hall at Shelley's restaurant. Carter's not there yet. Hawkman's not there. But everybody else is in civilian clothes. And Shazam is not Billy Batson in his civilian clothes. He's Captain Marvel. You know, Captain Marvel without the cape and everything. And he's new to the group, and he's talking to him. And when Stargirl comes into the party, they're kind of flirting with each other. And this bothers Jay, the Flash, because he's a grown-ass man who's 25, and that's the story, that's the thing that throughout the storyline there, that he was a grown-ass man who seems to like a 14-year-old girl, when in fact, Billy Batson is 14. He's just, you know, he doesn't let the rest of the group know that his secret identity is Billy Batson, because they probably wouldn't let him into the group. So that's like a story of pedophilia right there. But I like that. But, and then there's some more crosstalk, some more soap opera shit going on. Then somebody screaming, another scream, "Aye!" And everybody from JSA turns around, and the waiters and waitresses are crashing each other. The waitress, she's screaming when she sees Hawkman. I don't think nobody would scream when they see this necessarily. But you see, he's walking into the party, but we only see him from his lower legs and to his feet. that his feet are covered in blood and he's tracking blood all over the place. There's dishes all over because the waitress knocked over another waiter who knocked over his plates and dishes and forks. And all the GSAL looking at him like, they're not scared. They just looking at him like, what the fuck? Except Kendra, she's in the middle and she's rubbing her temple because he's giving her a headache. I like that. I like that. And Hawkman says, we don't have time for pleasantries. And he turns on the TV and you see that Black Adam and a group of his people, which are some of the JSA members, like Adam Smasher, they're invading Kandak. And that is the start of Black Rain, because they got to do something about it. But the leader of the group is Michael Holt. And Michael says, as chairman of the group, I say that we regroup at headquarters, try to establish contact with Black Adam and see what he's thinking. And Hawkman interrupts and says, no offense, Mr. Terrific. You're smart and resourceful, but this isn't something you have experience with. I do. So I'll be taking over as chairman, starting now. And we see his whole bloody body with shards of glass in his arm and his shoulder. And, you know, I take it that there's going to be a debate on whether he should be chairman, and there's going to be a big argument between them. But that's the end of this issue. I liked it. I just was reading one of the other old school. See, Jeff Johns likes the old school Golden Age stuff, so he's able to do righteous kind of stuff for JSA and Hawkman. But in the 70s, his counterpart was Roy Thomas, and it's not a Justice Society of America, but what's the other one? I forgot. It's the other old school group from the 40s that Roy Thomas wrote a comic book for, All-Star Society or something like that, and All-Star Squadron. I was reading that, and they were talking about how Hawkman was the chairman of the JSA, so this is just bringing that full circle. You know, Hawkman, once again, he's the guy who wants to be the chairman, or should be the chairman of the JSA. So, anyway, that's been my review of Hawkman. You know what, since Dr. Fate is in this story, Hector Hall, Dr. Fate, I'm going to go back and do a review, 1 Degree of Separation, next episode, Dr. Fate, the first issue special from like 1975, and it basically is one issue, it's first issue special. It's a testing ground for the Dr. Fate solo series that I think never happened in 1975. So we'll come back with that next time. Until next time, check out the website doomcast.blogspot.com. Until next time, peace.